I'm very happy, as I often do when I get in this chair, to talk coffee and sports betting with Dom Padula from TSN Edge. Dom, what's up, man? Did you have your 3 o'clock already, or is this a post interview spro that you're
doing? It's gonna be a post interview spro today, buddy. It's gotta be. I just one call to the other. Still recovering from the weekend, and I need a couple extra shots today.
I'm sure that's how Jets fans feel, because even though they came away with the victory, losing Aaron Rodgers in the first four plays, that's definitely changed the futures betting market, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been a tremendous difference, and it's strange. You know, an awful weekend for the New York sports teams, the New York football teams, and one of them won. And I feel like their outlook is worse because they're going to be without Aaron Rodgers for maybe forever. I mean, four snaps, there was so much optimism, so much excitement about Aaron Rodgers, a new era. Obviously, you know, at 39 years old, he felt like if it wasn't this year, it'd be next year that he would lead them to a Super Bowl. And now he might never play football again. And it's tough. Like, you know, I feel like everything was in place for him to go to New York. And I was on the over 9.5 wins for them. Still on the over 9.5 wins for them. And it's disappointing because you saw what that defense did last night. The playmakers, Breece Hall looked so explosive. Garrett Wilson making highlight reel catches. They're just so stacked on both sides of the ball. And it's strange sitting here talking about the 1-0 Jets with longer Super Bowl odds than the Falcons, Broncos, and Steelers. But that's where we're at right now.
You tweeted earlier that the lines had changed. To win the AFC East, the Jets were plus 280 on FanDuel. Now they're plus 550. But I got to think that the numbers after last night, and, you know, it's early, it's one sample size. Week one is so weird. But the Bills, man, did not look like a team that's going to win the AFC, which is what a lot of people had expected coming into the season.
Yeah, and now, you know, they're the second choice, and it's not to the Jets, it's to the Dolphins, because the Dolphins looked fantastic against the Chargers over the weekend, and the Bills, it was a roller coaster for me. I'm going to admit it. I jumped on the Jets. I like the Jets to win the game. I had a parlay with the Jets to cover and the all-thunder, and that ended up hitting. But when Rodgers went down, I thought it was a great opportunity to jump on the Bills against Zach Wilson. Obviously, they go up before the half, look like they were in excellent position. And what a performance by Josh Allen. I mean, look, like, it's 1 week, I get it. You know, not going to be too harsh on the guy, but that was an absolutely terrible performance in a game where, you know, you're up big at the half. Just do what you got to do to get through it. You know, we saw a couple of games in week one where big defensive plays really swung games. We saw it with the Lions beating the Chiefs on a pick six on the mistake by Kadarius Toney. We saw it again last night with Josh Allen with that fumble. Those are just mistakes you can't make in these types of games, and he made it, and that was the difference last night. Three interceptions and a fumble. Buffalo, obviously, you know, still very talented team on offense, very talented team on defense, but two big concerns are going to be the turnovers by Josh Allen and the fact that they really struggled to stop the run. That was an issue again last night. They're going to have to correct that if they're going to go to a Super Bowl and challenge for a world championship.
We're talking with Dom Padula from TSN Edge. Other than Aaron Rodgers going down, which week one event caused like the biggest change in betting lines?
Oh, the biggest change in betting line. I mean, Miami on the move, that was obviously significant. I was talking to the traders from FanDuel this morning, and they told me that since yesterday, there's been four times as many bets on Dan Campbell to win Coach of the Year
Wow. As
any other coach. So obviously, you know, the Lions, they're now a top 10 choice to win the Super Bowl. They're 18-1. Dan Campbell's the favorite to win Coach of the Year. Jahmyr Gibbs in that conversation for the Rookie of the Year. So Detroit's odds on the move, Miami down to 17-1. To win the Super Bowl. Cleveland, I thought, was interesting. That was a heck of a performance against Cincinnati. Not too much in the futures market, although I will point out that theme with the Dolphins. So they're now the favorite to win the AFC East. Their Super Bowl odds shorten, obviously, and the co-favorite to win NFL MVP this year, it's Tua Tagovailoa. It was Allen. Obviously, he had a terrible performance last night. So his odds jumped from 6-1 to 11-1. And now you have Tua as the co-favorite with Patrick Mahomes to win NFL MVP. something I didn't think I'd be seeing after week one.
So we've been talking so much NFL. I honestly feel like it's been an American sports radio show, that to have basically three blocks of my hour and a half here has primarily been about the NFL.
I love it. I do too.
And there's so many talking points. When it comes to this time of year, though, is there a lot of other action, a lot of other value out there in other sports? Baseball is obviously a real toss-up. A lot of people would have loved the Blue Jays matchup, I think, last night, and the Rangers came through as underdogs. Tonight, they are slight favorites with Max Scherzer. What else are people looking at this time of year?
You know what? One of my favorite things to do, and I'm not recommending, people go out and do this consistently unless they're familiar with baseball as well, but some of these big baseball favorites this time of the year, especially teams making a playoff push, I like parlaying them with favorites in the NFL. I had the Baltimore Ravens money line parlayed with like five different baseball options last week, and I'm willing to do the same this week. You have a team, and I'll make a recommendation. I thought about writing about this in Morning Coffee, but I held out. The Astros, obviously tremendous favorites against the Oakland Athletics. Astros fighting for first place in the AL West. That division's been one of the stories of the year in terms of three potential contenders in Houston, Seattle, and Texas, and then the Angels buying in at the deadline and really flaming out. Houston's minus 320 with Verlander on the mound tonight. They're coming off a loss to Oakland yesterday that I think caught a lot of people by surprise. You parlay the Houston Astros with the Dallas Cowboys to win as a 9.5-point favorite against the Jets now, or minus 450. You got minus 160 odds, so that's not a bad bet. I really like taking some of these bigger baseball money line favorites and parlaying them with the bigger favorites in the NFL, because I really feel like there's some value there with the cross-sport parlays.
Well, there you go, man. I like that. I was that guy that was always do the cross sport, and I remember the one where I was like, I've got to be the only person in the world doing this. I had the Yankees and some like matinee, and I had some Irish Premier League soccer game. Like, no one knows that the Irish even have their own Premier League that's not affiliated with anybody else, and I did that. There's always options, man.
Well, a lot of people, like, they stick to one sport. A lot of people I talk to, they got their NFL parlay, they got their baseball parlay, they got their hockey parlay. It's like, hey, mix and match, change it up a little bit. You're going to find value cross-sport. And I think Astros-Cowboys is a pretty safe parlay, but I guess we'll see this weekend.
Nice. Dom, I love this, man. I wish we had more time, buddy. And enjoy the post-interview spro, and I'll talk to you again soon, pal.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Dom Padula from TSN Edge.